But now, a company based in Hertfordshire is leading the way in taking on plastic pollution. Symphony Environmental are designing and manufacturing additives for plastic, which makes them biodegradable. Let's speak to Michael Stephen, who is one of the directors of and is the deputy chairman of the company. Hello and welcome to the programme. Hello.
Hi, Nana. It's great to be with you.
Wow. So first of all, Symphony Environmental, tell me a bit about your company.
Well, we've been going in Boreham Wood for about 20 years. And the main thing we do lots of things, but the main thing we do is to try to solve the problem of plastic pollution. There's nothing much we can do with the plastic which is floating out there already. But if people had been using our technology 10 years ago, we wouldn't have any great ocean garbage patches because the plastic would have turned itself into a biodegradable material and would have been recycled back into nature by the bacteria that live out there.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Really? So this is so what do you do to the plastic for it to do that?
Well, when you're making a plastic product, a bag or anything of plastic, you put a special chemical inside it, and then it lies dormant while the plastic product is in use. And then when it gets thrown away, the catalyst inside activates automatically and turns it into a biodegradable material. It's incredible. People say, well, it can't happen. Well, it does. We've spent millions of pounds in developing the technology and proving that it does work.
So let me get this straight. So just so I can visualise what happens. So the plastic itself is already treated beforehand. So this enzyme activate. How does it? I'm trying to visualise it.
That's it. When the manufacturer is making the plastic bag, he puts in this extra ingredient which we provide him with, and that makes the bag. It's called an oxo-biodegradable plastic bag. And
fantastic.
As I say, if it gets out into the environment, it's not going to lie around for 100 years. It's going to be consumed by bacteria pretty quickly.
Really? So how long, roughly, would one plastic bag take if it's been treated in this way beforehand?
Well, if you chucked it into the sea and it floated around and it got some sunlight and a little bit of heat and it was agitated by the waves, it would probably have disappeared within most a year, whereas an ordinary plastic bag would be lying around for 50 years.
Oh, my word, this is fantastic. So is anybody, people must be breaking your arms for this, really. I would expect them to.
Well, yeah, we're selling it all over the world. We've got distributors in 72 countries, all managed from our offices in Boreham Wood. And in some countries, the governments have said, you've got to use it. We're not having any ordinary plastic in our country anymore. So that's great.
Oh, my. And are you the only ones doing this? Because I've never heard of that before. So to me, this is a first for me. So are there lots of other people doing this? Or is it?
Well, I'm really glad to have an opportunity to tell you and your listeners about it, because it's not enough known. Perhaps we should spend more money on advertising than on developing our technologies. But we prefer to develop the technologies so we can do something really important for the world.
It's fascinating. How did you come up with this particular idea?
Well, it was developed years ago by a professor, Gerald Scott, from Aston University. And nobody was really interested until suddenly the world became environmentally conscious. And we realized that this was the thing of the future. So we asked Professor Scott to come and see us, and we got on very well. He became our chief scientific advisor. And with his help, we developed the technology to the point where it is now, where it's really useful.
It's quite incredible. And I know some shops like Co-op and people say their plastic bags biodegrade. Are they using your technology?
But no, they're not. They're using much more expensive technology based on food crops. We don't think you should be using land and scarce water resources to grow plastic bags. We think you should be using ordinary plastic, which is very cheap. And you just pop our additive into it when you're making the bag, and hey presto.
So it literally disintegrates into nothing because of the enzyme.
Some people say it doesn't, but, you know, we have endless scientific reports showing that it does. So we're in no doubt at all that it does what it says on the tin.
So you said that you've got quite a few people who use it already. Can you name any of the people, or they don't want to be named? Or
I can name one. I can name a lot, but the one is the biggest bakery in the world.
It's not Greg's. I've
never heard of it. It's called Bimbo.
No, I've heard of them.
But anybody who comes from Latin America in your audience will know about it. They're based in Mexico. They even own the Sara Lee Bread Company in the United States. Uh-huh. They are the biggest bakery in the world. And they've been using our technology for 10 years. And only last week, they did a great launch of the technology in Mexico City with the British ambassador there and the mayor of Mexico City. And there was our D2W logo on their bread bag right next to their own Bimbo logo. Well, wow. You can't get better than that, can you?
Well, why on earth people you need to really shout about this one, because this is incredible, and in Leafy Hertfordshire, where you're creating this product. So how much does it cost to produce this then?
Well, it's very cheap. You just take the normal plastic that you're making your bag out of, and you pop 1% of our special ingredient in, and in the overall cost of the product, it's negligible. Whereas if you're making a bag from food crops, it's probably costing you four times as much.
Yeah.
So people won't do it. And anyway, the bags made from food crops are not intended to degrade in the open environment. They're intended to biodegrade if somebody picks them up and takes them to a composting plant.
Oh, right.
Well, how many people are going to do that?
No, I don't think so. Not many.
And no, I wouldn't know where my local composting plant was.
I don't know where mine is. I haven't got a clue.
I haven't got one.
I haven't got clues. It must be somewhere near Watford. But can this be used for all plastics then as well?
Yeah, the most common plastics, polyethylene and polypropylene and polystyrene, that's what just about all our plastics are made of that are causing problems.
Wow.
You walk along a beach and you pick something up, it's almost bound to be made of one of those materials.
Mm.
But then we do other things as well. We've got a great team of scientists, and they've found a way, for example, to stop rats and mice gnawing off the coating of wires, exposing the bare wires and causing fires and electrocuting people. So, you know, wires ought not to be sold anymore unless they've got this ingredient inside them.
Wow.
Then we can make plastic lethal to mosquitoes. Well, we don't have too many mosquitoes in Boreham Wood, but in the countries in the world where we work, in Africa and Latin America, they have a lot of mosquitoes. And rather than going around spraying the for the mosquitoes, when they only last about a week, what they should do, and many of them do now, is they make their tabletops and they line their walls and their ceilings with this plastic, which is hostile to the mosquitoes.
Mm.
Mosquito lands on it and dies, so you don't get malaria. You
know? That's what a great idea.
Yeah.
My word. It's brilliant, isn't it? So how can people, if people want to find out more about you guys, you must have a website somewhere that they can go. Where can people go?
We do. The website is called symphonyenvironmental.com,
and
that will tell you all about us.
And that particular technology, what's it called if people were interested in that?
The degradable plastic.
Yeah,
one.
The degradable plastic.
That's called D2W, designed or degrades to water, I suppose you could say, D2W.
Excellent.
And we've got a special website for that. It's called d2w.net, so go and have a look on that.
Well, Michael,
and then all the other ones, like keeping the rodents away, keeping the mosquitoes away, we've got a little website called D2P, designed to protect.
Very good. Well, listen, Michael, do you know, after that, I think you deserve a round of applause for such a brilliant invention. I'm surprised that people...
Thank you for letting me tell your listeners all about it.
Well, I'm surprised people all over the world, well, they are using it, but we need to get it more in this country. If people aren't using it now, they need to. Thank you so much, Michael. It's been good talking to you. That's Michael Stephen. He's the Deputy Chairman of Symphony Environmental.